This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my lovelies. Gosh, it feels like ages since I've spoken to you all directly. I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you've all had a pleasant weekend. I have a few things to share today, but before I begin, I just want to apologise in advance if the audio quality of this message isn't too great. I'm sat on my bed, recording straight into my phone, as unfortunately I have been experiencing some technical issues with my editing platform, which has been a bit of a nightmare, not just for me, but for you too. But I'm pleased to say that the engineers are on the case and it's now in the process of being fixed. So hopefully it will be business as usual on Wednesday. Now, you probably noticed that I released 14 mini bonus episodes back in February and March. I promised you that I would. Long-time listeners will already know that these mini episodes were originally broadcast on my old show. They have been re-recorded, remastered and re-released onto the True Crime Britain main feed to give the cases some more exposure. Like I said before, it was really important for me to get them out there, as many of those cases have yet to be solved. And you never know, sometimes it only takes a professional or even just one regular person with a super sleuth nature to take an interest in one of those cases, which could result in justice for the victim and a resolution for their loved ones. And that's all anybody ever wants from these sort of cases. Moving on, the next issue I need to address while I think of it is email communication or contact via the website form. If you have sent me an email either directly or via the True Crime Britain website, roughly between the end of January and the beginning of April, I need to let you know that unfortunately I didn't receive them. Please accept my apologies for this. This issue was thankfully brought to my attention by Alison, one of our lovely listeners, who eventually contacted me on Instagram. This was due to my own human error, where I overlooked the redirect of emails during switchover to True Crime Britain. Again, this has been fixed now, so if you did send a message during that time, I would love for you to resend it, because although I'm not always able to respond to every email, I do read everything I receive, and I really, really do love hearing from you all. And don't forget, if it's your first time contacting me, don't forget to let me know where you're listening from so I can put a pin on my map. I don't feel like I've said that enough lately, but it's still something that I am obsessed with doing on a regular basis. After these little mishaps, as well as hearing some of the harrowing cases I've featured lately, some of them have been very, very heavy, plus the fact that there was no episode last week, I feel like you could all do with some cheering up before this week's 50th episode. Shut the front door. Did someone say 50th episode? How exciting is that? Not including the 14 mini episodes, we are just one episode away from 50 full episodes of True Crime Britain. Now that's definitely something worth celebrating, right? And as a thank you to you lovely lot for every listen, share, feedback, and message along the way, I want to give something back in return. And as you can probably tell, I'm very excited about this. So get yourself over to Facebook at True Crime Britain Podcast Official Group, where I will be holding cash giveaway competitions every week throughout the month of May. Invite your friends to join and get involved. As well as cash giveaways, I'll be adding polls and discussing some featured cases, and I'll be active all month, so come on over. To start us off, we'll jump right into the theme of the King's coronation in a Guess the Royal competition, and we'll talk about some royal crimes and scandals too. I'm really looking forward to seeing you there. So, how many of you have noticed the subtle changes I've made to the pod recently? They are so subtle you may not have even noticed. I've taken my introduction out that played at the very beginning, and I've added some transitions. I don't know about you guys, but when I listen to podcasts, I always tend to skip these parts as it just becomes so repetitive. I kind of think if you're already listening to an episode, the chances are you already know that the show is called True Crime Britain. I don't need to remind you of that on every episode. So I figured I'm just going to keep it simple and remove it altogether. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Would you prefer to keep an introduction or for me to just jump right in and get on with the story? I'd love to hear what you think. Some other changes you might notice in the future are, if I have something to share with you, I may start to include this at the end of an episode from now on. As a rule, I like to keep the pod simple and waffle-free where possible, but there are times when I feel I'd like to mention something without disrupting your experience. So from now on, I'll just pop a short and sweet message at the end, as well as a shout-out feature for my latest Patreon supporters going forward. But again, I'll keep it brief, or at least I'll try. Talking of Patreon, if you are part of the Patreon family, you may have seen that I have been fiddling about with the page recently, adding and removing things, trying to get the episodes in order, and so on. The page was a bit of an unorganised mess. So while I'm in the process of that, I'm deeming it as under construction for the next week or two. I'm confident that you're going to enjoy the new content, and I want to thank you all again for all your incredible support, which helps me create better quality and more in-depth episodes to improve your listening experience. I'm going to let you go shortly, I promise. But before I do, I just wanted to give you a heads up for my July and August release plans, which, as many of you will already know, are the 6-week school holidays here in Britain. During this time, my release schedule will remain the same. However, the episodes will be shorter in length. I'll keep you updated on the exact dates as the time nears, but I just wanted to let you know this in advance. Don't forget, if you have any questions or you wish to suggest a case for me to consider featuring on the show, you can find my contact details in the show notes or at www.truecrimebritain.com. Now get yourself over to the Facebook group. If you haven't already joined, join now and guess the royal. It's a tough one, but I'm sure it can be solved. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week. Take care of yourself. And as always, please stay safe. Great Britain, a kingdom that unites all four nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, and of course, my homeland, Wales. With a population of almost 70 million people, a rich cultural history, more than 1,200 years of constitutional monarchy, and arguably the nicest cup of tea in the world, it's easy to see what makes Britain so great. As the gateway to Europe, it draws more than 40 million visitors a year from across the globe, each one hoping to experience what makes Britain so unique. But behind the pomp and the circumstance and the football greats, Britain has seen serious crime increase year after year, with incidents becoming even darker and more sinister. When a Metropolitan Police officer arrested a 33-year-old female for breaching COVID-19 regulations, he wasn't acting in the public's best interest, but as a predator hunting for prey. A 24-year-old man collides with a tree in the Welsh Valleys in the dark of night and is witnessed walking away from the vehicle, alive. After that, he mysteriously vanishes. When an innocent toddler is taken from his mother's side in a shopping mall and the horror of his final moments are revealed. Think serious crime doesn't happen where you are? Think again. True Crime Britain features some of the most disturbing, heartbreaking, and mysterious crimes committed in the United Kingdom. Crimes that have shocked and shaped us as a nation and beyond. Crimes where we may not always recall the specifics, but we will always remember the victims. And along the way, you'll learn about Great Britain itself, the towns and boroughs that make up its vast landscape, as we look inside the mind of predators, their prey, and their hunting grounds. New episodes are released every Wednesday. You can subscribe now so you never miss an episode by simply searching for True Crime Britain on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit www.truecrimebritain.com. And remember, wherever you are, please stay safe.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.